In a world of conflicting values, when questions are more common than answers, God's Word provides everything we need to live a God-centered, truth-driven life. Now, here's the Word for Life broadcast, brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church.
Thanks, everybody, for joining us, the Word for Life broadcast, and, of course, Pastor Ken, along with myself, Jack Gardner, Word for Life producer. Glad to have you here. And Pastor Ken, how are you?
Hey, Jack, I'm doing great today.
Good.
And I hope folks that are listening are getting geared for a great day. And let me just encourage you, if you don't have a church home, we'd love for you to come over to visit with us at Brookside. Right now on Sunday mornings, we're in the book of 1 Corinthians. Then on Sunday evenings, we're doing a series through Psalms entitled Praising Through the Psalms. So our service times are on Sunday morning 9 and 10:15 and then 6 p.m. on Sunday evenings.
Also have some announcements coming up. Rich McCarroll will be with us on Sunday, September 11th, and then in the main services, and then also in the men's retreat, Fridays the 9th and Saturday the 10th.
So, yeah, and folks, Rich was in ministry for many, many years, pastoring, and a great communicator of the Word. And so, men, we're going to have what we call a stakeout on Friday night. We'll have some steak here for the guys. And contact the church office. There is a slight charge on that. And then Saturday morning, Rich will do three sessions, and then we'll be done by noon on Saturday, and then Sunday he'll be with us. Rich is a great communicator, and I think you'll enjoy and be challenged by the Word from Rich.
Yeah, look forward to seeing him. And then also we have the annual missions conference, October 12th through the 16th. And then Mike Gendron will be with us at Brookside November 12th and the 13th. He's known on TV and radio, and he has an evangelistic ministry. It's geared towards Catholics. And if you have questions about Catholicism and maybe how to speak to someone in your family biblically about that, this is going to be a certain help to you.
Yeah, and I think folks with the VCY family are very familiar with Mike and his ministry down in Dallas, Texas, and we look forward to having he and his wife Jane with us there in November.
Pastor Ken, we've been studying the Old Testament book of Joshua over the last several weeks, and this morning it looks like we're picking up in Joshua 4. This is where Israel is being reminded to never forget what God has done for them.
Because what he's wanting them to do is pick up the 12 boulders out of the riverbed of the Jordan River, because we looked at it, they've already crossed the Jordan. But God wants them to remember what he did in stopping the water, which the Jordan at that time probably was at flood stage.
Mm-hmm.
And then he wanted them to put the white plaster over these boulders, stack them up, and put the law, write the law on those memorial stones there at Gilgal, and don't forget what God's done. That's what he's wanting to remind him of at this point.
Yeah, like Moses said, watch yourself lest you forget.
Yeah, aren't we prone to forget?
Oh, man, no kidding.
I mean, it just seems like it's easy for us to forget really even all that God has done for us. Let me just have a little sidelight, or sometimes I'll say a message within a message here at Brookside. Peter, in 2 Peter, he had challenged the people. He said, with all diligence, add to your faith, virtue, knowledge, godliness, self-control. I mean, he just went on up to brotherly love and love. Hmm. But then in verse 12, Jack, it's interesting. He says, for this reason, I will not be negligent to remind you always of these things, so you know and are established in the present truth. What's interesting there is, he's saying you're established in the truth, but he also is going to say, I think it's right as long as I'm in this tent, talking about physically alive, to stir you up by reminding you. Paul says you're established in the truth, but I don't want you to ever forget the truth. And as long as I'm around, I'm going to keep reminding you of it. I'm wanting to help you see the truth and to remember it. And I would say, Jack, any good teacher knows one thing about his students: they often forget what he teaches them, right?
Really, which is like the essence of teaching is a lot of repetition, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because a teacher knows he can forget. Mm-hmm. I mean, sometimes people will come up to me, Jack, and they'll say, hey, a couple of weeks ago, you said in a message, and I'm like, either I'm going to remember it right away, or I'm going to have to say, I need to go back, you know, and I do manuscript the messages. I need to go back and look exactly at what I said.
Mm-hmm.
And any good teacher knows he himself forgets.
Mm.
I think any teacher out there knows that you teach, as you mentioned, by repetition. My dad used to always say, repetition is the greatest aid to learning.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, what Peter and what the Lord is instructing Joshua to do with the children of Israel is he wants them to recall his many blessings. He wants us to recall the spiritual truth that we have in God's Word. You know, you think about it, Jack, the more we hear, the more we think through and apply spiritual truth, the more it begins to dominate our thinking. You know, if you feed on the Word just maybe once a week or once every 2 weeks, we're going to have a difficult time living in a way that God is glorified. I mean, we're not going to be able to respond in a way in our workplace or even in our family or even in our church family to the glory of God unless we're exposed constantly to His truth on how we need to respond and how we need to live.
Like the Bible says, bind it around your neck, right? I don't know exactly what scripture from.
That's in the Shema there in Deuteronomy where he's telling the parents, you teach your children. You put it up in your house. I mean, you bind it there on your arm or your forehead. And you go over to Israel today, and you'll see they have the Torah rolled up, and they have them in little boxes, and they'll have that tied to their wrist or even to their foreheads.
Yeah. I don't know if even in the New Testament, is there something that says bind around your heart or something of that nature? You'll need to correct me here, but something of that nature. In other words, the better you know the Word, the better off you're able to make decisions and things because you know the mind of God.
Exactly. I mean, and God's given us His Word. I mean, the Bible has one author, God.
Yeah.
You know, it has one key individual, that being Jesus Christ, with one main theme, and that is redemption only comes through Jesus Christ, through mm-hmm. His shed blood.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the Bible is teaching that. You know, Moses spelled out, you know, there in Deuteronomy 6:12 when he was speaking and to the children of Israel, he spelled out for Israel what we forget and why. More accurately, I think the what is the who. For he says there in Deuteronomy 6:12 that you brought out, watch yourself lest you forget the Lord. So what we forget the Lord. And even more specifically, Moses warned Israel to remember that it was the Lord who brought him out of Egypt. And it was the Lord who would bring them into the land that they knew as the promised land that was flowing with milk and honey. And it was the Lord who would make them victorious over their enemies. I think that's important for them because they're going to have some incredible victories. They're going to have a major defeat coming up pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
But they're going to have some major victories. And it's so easy for us, Jack, to be able to say, hey, look what I did.
Oh yeah.
Look what I was able to accomplish.
And that's oftentimes why God gives us these impossible situations because if we lend it to ourselves any way, shape, or form, we tend to do that. Whereas He takes the impossible situations and makes them possible so you can only point to Him.
Exactly. Like when He takes care of us physically and He touches mm-hmm. our body and heals us from whatever disease or infection or problem we have, you know.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, I just went in for a medical procedure. Really, you know, you tend to get worried and about those things. And God just strengthened me so much right before that and through it. And I didn't have to take the aid of any medication to get through it and just steamrolled right through that. And I knew that was all Him because it couldn't have been me at all.
Yeah, and that would be important for you possibly even to write that down someplace when you go back, and we're going to talk about journaling here in a moment, because I think it's important for Israel. Obviously, God didn't want them to forget. Joshua is going to want to keep reminding them, here's what Moses said, and the testimony to the world is that God is mighty. If you remember Rahab, she knew The people of Jericho, the Canaanites, knew the power of God. They had heard what God had done there with the Red Sea. And so God is working here, and he, through these memorial stones, he's wanting to call attention to this event that they were able to witness. I mean, can you imagine being on one side of the Jordan at one moment, and then God stops the waters, you walk through it on dry ground, you take the boulders out, you put them up on the as a memorial on the other side, and then the Jordan River goes back to flowing, and they had to be thinking, look what just happened. I mean, right. This isn't a dream. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is exactly what God did. And as I mentioned to you, Jack, even in our own lives, and as you were talking about what God's done in your life, I encourage people to journal. Journal what God's doing in your life. Hudson Taylor, a wonderful missionary, he journaled what God did in his life. People need to know that the God we serve is a mighty, all-powerful, all-knowing, ever-present God. You know, Jesus, speaking to his disciples in Matthew 19:26, he said, with men, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. I hope, friend, you will never, ever take your testimony of salvation for granted. I mean, your testimony of salvation is a powerful statement, not only of what God's done in your life, but even as you share your testimony with other people, you're sharing, this is what the Lord Jesus has done in my life. And you can share that with your family. You can share that with your friends. Joshua wanted them to remember, too, that in order that they may fear the Lord themselves forever. I believe based, Jack, on Rahab's comments in Joshua 2, let me just read this as we're getting ready to close here. Mm-hmm. Verse 11, we read Rahab saying, our hearts melted, neither did there remain any more courage in anyone because of you, talking about the Israelites. For the Lord your God, he is God in heaven above and on earth beneath. I mean, those living in Jericho feared, but they did not respond in faith. There was no action to their fear of God. And I think, Jack, it's really the same today. I mean, we serve the same God of the Bible as the God of the Old Testament. And unfortunately, we live in a world today that has no fear of God. God's mocked. He's ridiculed. It's heartbreaking to hear his name taken in vain. It's like he's not taken seriously at all. And unfortunately, this is even the lifestyle of some professing believers. The most universal gift of common grace to people today, I believe, is this gift of time. And there's a time right now that people need to repent. Paul said, today's the day of salvation. Now's the accepted time. There's a time to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, because I would say all sinners, we live on borrowed time. Paul said to the Corinthians that, again, today is that day. Listen to what Jesus said as I close in Luke 12:4. And do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Friends, I trust if you don't know Christ yourself personally, that today would be that day. Join us again as we pick up our study here in the book of Joshua.
We hope you enjoyed today's program. If you have a question we can answer or would like information on the Word for Life, would like to donate to help continue to produce this broadcast, or need resources for your Christian walk, contact us at Brookside Baptist Church, 4470 North Pilgrim Road, Brookfield, Wisconsin, 53005. You can also visit us at brooksidebc.org. That's brooksidebc.org. Or call us at 262-783-6180. That's 262-783-6180. Thanks for listening today, and please tune in again as we bring the Word of God to your life.